The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Carello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is February 17th, 2016. We are sponsored by Dr. Juan's Essentials, www.docsprefer.com, Thornex.com, 803-978-2253, extension 111, Steven Santan, unleash your strength, metabolic endurance, 100% pure wholesome organic foods. Athlete's Choice is the only product with the ultimate results you're looking for. You contact Steven at primalcreations@aol.com or on Facebook, Steven Santan. You can also get grass-fed lamb and bison, free-range poultry, wild-caught seafood, raw honey, and other wellness products. Also, plan a year workout that produces Jason Fulner. Check out the blog book to plan your success. It's 8 by 6 inches, and it opens up flat, and it's a spectacular track your progress when you're training. Also, too, stronggrip.com, that's Ryan J. Pitts. He built me a beautiful sledgehammer we'll talk about in 1 minute, but he's been around for 10 years. He makes high-quality strength gear for the NFL, college teams, Hollywood actors, arm wrestling, and the trophies on ESPN. He's also featured in Men's Health magazine, and he's made custom hammers for Mick Dodge and thousands of other people like us who want a strength train. Now, talking about that, we have that hammer to give away, the same one he made for FBC. It's been all over the place. They put it up every day. Here's what you got to do. You got to take whatever you like to do, your favorite movement, upload it to YouTube. On the subject line, put down FBC and Stronger Grip with a dash and what the movement is. You can go down below, explain it more, and please do not forget, put your email address in there, because if you win and we don't have an address, we go to the next one. So you have to March 17th, which is St. Paddy's Day. You can win a hammer. And whether you're on the show or not, you get to come on Motivation with myself, and I'm going to somehow get Ryan in with us too, and we'll do a whole show on that hammer. So stay tuned and order up and jump in. Top 10 ways to build mind and muscle, that's on Fiorella Barbell Co. Simple ebook, 10 paragraphs to make you think, commit, and take action. That's what we're talking about here. Also, the two biggest products I got now is Strength Times Power Equals Success and the Winner's Circle. Strength Times Power is shot all in HD. I narrate the whole thing. Dennis, who lost 43 pounds off this program, does every demonstration. I use this program to plug in and out of everybody that comes here. It is wide open. The Winner's Circle is 12 modules, all in audio. It's all me on that stuff. We talk about my beginnings right to where I am now, and, I mean, I've expanded on that so much now. There's tons of stuff. But, you know, if you want to learn iron boots, if you want to learn how to lift sandbags, if you want to learn how to lift stones, if you want to be a power rack guy or gal, you just want to learn how to think straight, man. This is it. These are life-changing products. They're not a lot of money, and I'm telling you right now, everything on here I've done. I'm not some pseudo quarterback or pseudo weightlifter or stone lifter or whatever. What you're seeing here, I do everything. And if you need my help at Fiorella Barbell at NICAP.RR.com, I'm there for you. Also, too, the biggest thing, the podcast. Come on and be a sponsor. This is the last month. It's going to be $100. I do 5 to 15 shows a week. Nobody does that in the business, and we're growing exponentially. And I'm telling you right now, I'll bring Steve Cotter in a minute, and we were talking offline. I'm taking it, man. I am taking it. I got hunger like you can't even imagine. And as I always say, we don't follow the path. We clear cut it. Join our millions of listeners. And best of all, $30 right now, especially in the Northeast, goes to muscular dystrophy. Gets a flu shot for the kids. I want everyone to know where their money's going, and we'll do something, obviously, after the winter season. My brother Jimmy, both FBC and M&M, both sites are dedicated to his memory. Jimmy died of muscular dystrophy, a common cold, went to pneumonia. And when they hit their early teens, they have no respiratory system, and a common cold kills them. He had Duchenne, which by far it is the worst of the worst if you get muscular dystrophy. But the guy was a hero to me, and there was nothing wrong with him ever mentally. And to the day he went, he had a smile on his face. Not many people can say that. So join my family. Come on in. We're going to be around here for 25 years. We want to make you some money. We want to make some money and keep this big Italian tank roller coaster working. So join up with us. Today, we got a good friend of the show, Steve Cotter. He was on with us a few months back. And he's a very inspirational man, and when you talk to him, man, he's genuine as can be. I'm going to give you a little bit on Steve. He's the founder and director of the IKFF. He's a champion athlete, kettlebell trainer, martial arts trainer, and he's an expert in the human performance fields. Steve, welcome to the show. I want to say Happy New Year to you, obviously, even though we are into February, but I haven't talked to you since last year. So welcome to the show, and we're going to talk today about confidence and power, and I love those two words. So, Steve, welcome back, sir.
What's up, Eric? Hey, man, thanks so much for the warm introduction and inviting me back again. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
Absolutely. Give everybody some bio on you, and then let's get into the subject today, because this is very interesting stuff, if you would, please.
Absolutely. Quick bio, what I do as far as professionally is I provide education. I'm mostly international. In this period of time, I'm pretty much in Asia about every 6 to 8 weeks. China, Taiwan, Singapore, Hong Kong, kind of my main market. So fitness is growing. People are looking for education. So I'm out there educating the trainers, educating the fitness professionals, and that's mostly what I do. And then when I'm not traveling, I live out here in San Diego and just enjoying time with my family, do a little bit of writing. Started Kettlebell University recently, which is a fully interactive online training portal for kettlebell training, flexibility, mobility. So doing a lot of things, but it's all involved about health and fitness, and just living better, feeling better, motivating people to be happy and be strong. So that's what I'm about, my friend.
That's very important, because unfortunately, I want to say it's sadly lacking in a lot of places these days. And you want to put on a good positive face about things, but boy, you look around you and there's an awful lot of heads dropped down and a lot of sad faces and a lot of people that can't make eye contact and things of that nature. And we get into this a lot, Steve, but confidence is one of those things, what I just spoke about. Let's start with you, obviously, and we'll go back and forth. I mean, confidence just didn't come to you like today at your age right now. I mean,
quite the opposite. Quite the opposite.
Exactly. So let's kind of start from the beginning. We can go back to like your humble beginnings, obviously, and I remember from the show, but it never hurts to, as I say, repetition to me is king. Let's kind of spin through you a little bit and find out how you started building this self-confidence and this awareness to where you are today, so to speak, if you would.
Oh, yeah, man. Thanks for asking. Well, the thing about confidence, like other things in life, it's a dynamic. So it's not like we become confident and then we're always on this riding this wave. In any given day, in any given period of time, our confidence also waxes and wanes, just like the day turns the night and the night turns the day. So it's an ongoing thing. It's an attitude. It's not like, hey, I'm confident right now, I'm always going to be confident in everything I'm doing, right? So as far as me, you know, like you said, humble beginnings, definitely. And whatever I've achieved in our, you know, field of fitness, a lot of times, and I'm 46 now, so I'm a little bit more conservative. I'm not doing as much like one leg table jumps and stuff like that, you know, just because it's about
sure.
longevity and sustainability.
Yep.
But not getting injured doing something stupid to show off. But you know, for a lot of years when I was developing my reputation and my name, people, oh, Steve Codd is a freak. He's this and that. And I've told people, look, you know, I'm 5'6" and I'm white. So we're not talking about genetics, okay?
Yep.
You know what I mean? So whatever skills I've developed, it comes from me. It comes from the work. It's not about, you know, that my parents were super athletes or anything like that. But, you know, to get into the nuts and bolts of what we're talking about, what I realized along the way as a young boy, you know, training martial arts, figuring out what I was going to do with my life, what kind of career, what my life goals, I came to the realization that it's not about comparing. Here's a big thing about confidence. We live in a social media era. And there's a lot of provocateurs out there. You know, obviously the Kardashians being the prime example. But, you know, there's this whole element of living life through social media, through Instagram. And so because we're always on our tablets and our smartphones, we're seeing other people live their lives. And, oh, this person has a perfect life and, you know, all these nice things and all these doing all these cool things. And that actually hurts the self-confidence because you have people sitting around and they're perceiving these other people having a perfect life and they're comparing themselves to that and they're feeling inadequate. And so this is a major problem. And, you know, what I realized a long time ago is that wherever you are, wherever you start, whatever your station in life, At the end of the day, there's only one. There's only one of you. You know, so when it comes to me, there's only one of me. You know, and there might be a few other people that have the same name. There's other guys that are the same height, similar bodies, similar color, but nobody has the combination of things all put together in that recipe and that one of a kind. Not one in a million, one in 6 billion. You know what I mean? So that's the first thing right there is that there's only one of you, and so you're the best you that anyone could ever be. And once I made that realization, I stopped worrying about other people comparing myself to other people, you know, because it's I'm going to be the best that I can be. Maybe I'm not the fastest guy or I'm not going to lift the heaviest weight or I'm not the tallest or maybe not the best of anything, but I'm the best me. And so I got that going for me. And so that's what we have to invest in. Is we best and you know, so along the way there's a need to clarify, there's a need to have clarity in our thinking, like what is it that we're here to do, what is it that we're about, you know, what do I love? And a lot of people get caught up in that, and I find with the educational model there's no time spent like that. Like, we don't teach kids when they go to school, we don't teach them how to set goals. We don't teach them to ask questions about themselves. We teach them this rote curriculum, and they're supposed to just follow. Everyone learn the same thing, like a workout of the day. Everyone's doing the same thing, even though they have different needs, right? So, you know, but it's about that. It's about clarity. And if kids need to learn that when they're young, so they don't spend 30, 40, 50 years still trying to figure out what they're here to do. And then finally, when they're on their last years, they look back and they know what they're here to do, but they don't have the energy to do it anymore, nor the time. So that's something that young people really need to be educated in is develop clarity. And so how do we develop clarity is we ask questions.
Yep.
A lot of times people don't know what they're good at. They don't know what their talents are, but what I find is a great technique. If you don't know what your talent is, ask yourself what interest you. Ask yourself what excites you. What excites you? What interests you? Because the talent and the interest they go side by side.
Yep.
Because here's the thing: if you are interested in something, but you don't have talent, because you're interested, you're going to put in the time because you love it. And in putting in the time, you're going to develop the skills. And so eventually, the passion fuels the talent. And so that's the thing. And then we align ourselves with that. This is what I love to do. So, you know, and then you figure out a way how to make it work. And then the profession and everything can come together, the lifestyle that comes together. And that's a key for confidence. We have to be clear in what is it that we're here to do? What are we interested in? What am I good at? And then we broadcast that to the world. We share that with the world. Instead of, you know, the techniques in marketing that I really despise, which is unfortunately it's a common thing, is it's this overly hyped type of thing where they're blowing things up full of glitter and packaging, but there's no real substance. Nope. You know, spending so much time on fluffing up the presentation versus like what you do and what I do through our training is you build it from the ground up. You build it for real. And then now there's no bullshit. You don't have to sell, you know, you don't have to polish a turd because you're selling the real gold. You're selling the real thing and it's genuine. And I believe very heavily in that is put in the time. Don't call yourself an expert. Become an expert and let other people call you the expert. And it really doesn't matter what it is that someone's interested in. It's just that they want to put in the energy and the enthusiasm. And the only way we can have that enthusiasm is to have interest. And so that all ties into confidence, because once we accept that, you know, there's only one of me, and you know, this is what I love, and this is what I'm going to be good at. It. I'm going to be great at it because I'm going to train and I'm going to study and I'm going to learn and I'm going to keep asking questions. And you know, 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road, now you know more than everyone you're meeting, and they start asking you questions. So that's what I believe about the confidence, and it's like you carry that everywhere you go, because there might be moments where I'm less confident, like you have less experience, a new situation you haven't dealt with before. It's natural we don't have the confidence for that, but fundamentally we believe in ourselves, we believe in our value, and you know, and we make it through, brother. We make it through whatever it is. That's what confidence is to me, is that I know everything's going to be all right.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is with all that is you hit upon, like with kids in school and everything, this goes for adults too. The word I always use is the word surrender. You didn't even know you did it, but you surrendered yourself a long time ago because, you know, the factory line in all these places, whether it's a organization, not everywhere, or schools, they're assembly line people. They just throw one thing out at you. If you fail at it, then you're called a failure. It's miserable what's going on with you. Where I see confidence is this. Now, I'm going to just equate it to some of the things I've been doing the last 3 years. But not only that, just with working out. You know, everything you do plugs into something else, especially when you have a lot of success. You know, it's like, well, this is the book I've been looking for, and suddenly out of nowhere something happens like that. Or this is the person or the people I've been looking to work with. Suddenly they come out of nowhere. When I look at that, that all comes from, especially now, Steve and I do different things, but it's still weight-oriented and all that. I'm going to equate the weight room because that's where we're both from. And the weight room, to me, is the best laboratory you could ever be in. And most people have no clue to what this stuff's about. I don't care what kind of athlete any of these people. Oh, I'm going to go lift some weights. I'm going to get big, fast, strong, blah, 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 blah. You know, okay, maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. And we'll just go from there. There's never that internal thought, that drive. And if you're not going in and trying things and getting knocked on your ass and, you know, trying to figure things out, and you're leaving some days out of that room just defeated, man, defeated. And you've got to figure how to get through it, get around it. That is what's worked best for me in my life to build confidence, because – I, you know, like Steve said, you know, you go into things that you're not sure about, but due to your success, and I think success and confidence shake hands together all the time. The more goals you can make and the more success you have, and I always say with any goal to be smart, take little steps, keep going, You build a small one. You build a small one. Pretty soon, you're going to Iceland and lifting a 418-pound rock. Now,
exactly.
That's just and that's just a description. I mean, I know not everybody wants to do it or do it. But what I'm saying to you are these things can become so big and magnified in your life. The confidence you brim. I've met people, and I've been in places. You'll walk into a room, and people will just gravitate towards you. Because, especially a guy like me, most of them think, hey, weightlifter, dummy, can't put sense together, all that. When they hear you talk, and how friendly you are, and you present yourself in a way that you have manners, you know how to conduct yourself. And if you have to act, in a situation that could be a volatile situation. But, we try to stay away from that stuff. What I'm saying is confidence will take you not just anywhere, it'll take you everywhere. And then we were talking too about finding the newfound power. Now, power resonates all through you. You know, the universe resonates power, man. We're all beings. We're power. We're all, we all got great subs right back to what you said with schools. I mean, you know how many kids right now are just suffering, whether it's a lousy home life and they go to school. And basically, you have still some good teachers who support them. Let's get through it. Let's just get them to the next grade. That's it. My thing, and I don't know if we said on the last show, but I'll repeat it because I'm going to go right back to you. Is this: if I had a school, and you hit it, you and I are right on the same page. Not only would those kids be taught business courses, they'd be taught how to think. How to use their brain, how to stumble and fall and get back up. But most of all, they would have physical education like nothing you've ever seen before. Now, we also realize, like you said, well, I'm a 5'6" guy. Yeah, but you took all your abilities and grew them to the point where you were superior to a guy that's 6'4".
Because in my mind, I'm 10 feet tall. So, I mean, it's just
exactly,
the point
that's
is
what I was gonna say.
It's
right.
Not about the body. It's about the
– no.
You want to say the mind, you want to say the spirit, yep. Where it's the invisible, it's the unforeseen, yep. Forces, which are far greater than the tactile forces that we can see and touch and smell, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Exactly, and that comes down to the confidence, like you see yourself as a giant, not in an arrogant way, but just, you hold your head up, because, our creator, the creation, it made us, and so be proud of that. Be proud of that, because there's only one of you. Be very proud and humble at the same time.
Well, you know something, too? More than ever, I think, especially with males, we're at a stage right now where men are, I'm going to say they're endangered species in a lot of ways. Because a lot of men right now, and we've been going over, Mike Gillette and I did a show called Men Wanted. And it all stemmed from Valentine's Day. He had put a thing up on Facebook about reading the cards that men would give to their wives or girlfriends, and he said they're pathetic. It was everything was like, I'm sorry, I don't know why I act the way I do. Screw that shit, man. What's the apology shit all the time? It's like, be a man. I don't care what I'm telling you now. I got news for women like men. They don't want some wishy-washy guy that can't make a decision. Doesn't know enough to even put his arm around her, tell her, hey, I love you, or I really like you being around me, or, we do so well together. That all stems from confidence, but if you're not laying the cement, the mortar, the brick underneath you, you're in quicksand, and quicksand is not going to get you where you need to go. And I feel in today's world, guys like a Steve Cotter, myself, Mike, any of those guys that are on this show, they're all examples of men. Now, does that mean you have to be a barbarian? Not at all. You know how you have manners. You know how to speak to people. You enjoy things. You're a leader. That's one of the biggest things I think self-confidence is leadership. And when you can lead, and you can lead by example, because I say this all the time, because I have young nieces and nephews, somebody is watching you all the time. Now,
that's right.
Do we trip up? Yeah, we do. We're human, okay? But one of my big things, especially with my nieces, because they range from 14 to 8, and all the males on both sides are all athletic, whether they played football, semi-pro football, weightlifting, different levels of weights. They're all physical and built. And I've always been a proponent of I want these girls to see us at my best. I want them to know when they go out there and they're making choices, and men, I want them to know, hopefully, they're going to judge the men they meet by their uncles and their father. That is very important. And the only way you're going to do stuff like that is you have to be confident in your ability. And I like being cocky. I think there's nothing wrong with cockiness where it's not aimed at screwing with people. What it is a certain thing that you can spot in people. And I admire that in people, because I'll go right up to you and start talking to you like, what the hell you been doing? Or you know, one thing will lead into another, because if someone can converse with you, I can talk about one another, and maybe something that I've been hanging on, you've been through, and right there, I've got a springboard to pop off of. So go ahead, Steve. Take it from there.
Good words, my friend.
Thank
good
you.
Words. You talked about leadership, and that's you know, that's part of the challenge. Is the leadership is not actually looking after the best interests of the ones they're leading, at least from a political point of view. And
yep.
You know, so we're going down that dark road, like you said, where men are not being men, you know, and people are lacking confidence, and so ultimately our life that we live, how we live, that's the example. That's the true message of the leadership, because at the end of the day, like you said, people are watching. It's what you do. It's what you do repetitively. It's not just it's what you say. It's both. It's what you say and what you do, because you're supposed to be the same thing. You're not supposed to just talk shit and not do what we say we're going to do, because there's no integrity in that. But you know, the world has moved away from the power of the word too much. The world has lost respect for the power of the word, and so we live in society where people are constantly saying things that they don't mean, just to say it, and you know, we've lost. But if we go back to our and unfortunately, in a lot of ways we're going backwards. In technologically we've gone forwards, but in a lot of ways we're going backwards. And even though in the media they always are promoting that, you know, today's athletes are bigger, they're stronger, it's not true. I mean, bigger, yes, but we're bigger with a lot of shit too, because people are eating McDonald's and they're getting bigger with the wrong kind of mass. But you know, in absolute terms, yeah, there's guys lifting heavier weights and this and that. But as a whole, if you look at anthropology, I'm not sure that we've progressed. You know, and like what we're talking about with the schools, the Greeks were doing something like that a few thousand years ago. The Greeks had these type of schools where people were learning arts and sciences, and they were huge on physical culture. And you know, I'm not holding up the ancient Greek as the pinnacle of society, because obviously they couldn't sustain that, and there was too much, you know, too much degradation occurring in that society.
Yep.
But at least from an educational and a physical education, they really had it together, and that's a great model, you know. And I think we need to move back to that. And I don't know. I mean, solutions. What's the solution? The one thing that I know for sure is it goes back to education. It goes back to, you know, and at some point we have lost generations where it's too late to make these changes, because we've been doing the wrong things for too long. So we have to always kind of look at the kids and the education and what they're going to be learning and what kind of world we're going to leave for them. And it's just what we have right now. It's not really sustainable. There's not a balance. And that's what I'm about. I'm about balance, you know, finding balance within myself.
Well, there's not, you know, we don't really, I don't feel there's a lot of leadership we're dealing with right now, and that's very important. But most of all, you know, you got to look at families, and, you know, we know there's an awful lot of divorce in society now, and they're saying, well, like 2.1 kids, whatever. Those little kids, man, they have no idea what's going on, and they're all victims. And it's like, then they're turned loose on society, and they're capable of anything at that point. And these are the things that we like to really do with the show, because we're getting a younger and younger audience too. And I want to offer sustainable things. I mean, I can't be your father or mother or whatever, but I want, when you listen to us, like you and I talking today, that, hey, you know what? there's hope for you out there. There's things that are out there for you. You know, if you need help, we always give email addresses. You can contact us, you know, things of that nature. Because it's very important to have someone that you look up to someone that's had success. We don't know all the answers, you and I, but we've gone out and found many of them. And when you have that type of power, that aura, people are going to gravitate to you. You know, I say to myself all the time, like, I got to work out tonight, Steve. And I've got big dumbbell presses overhead and stuff like that to do tonight. You know, I got to tell you, there's nothing like the feel of lifting a big object. And I'll reference this and make it very clear to everybody. Most people discount anything like that. You know, what's a big deal? It is a big deal because it's not just lifting that object. That object vibrates. It's live. I don't care if it's a steel bar, a plate, a stone. It has a vibration in it. You have to almost like make friends with it to a point to lift it. You know, you brutalize it, it'll brutalize you some nights. That's just the way it is. But when you can do things like that, when you can lift something so big that no one thinks, you can't do that, or, you know, look at when they broke the, you know, when people are running and they broke the whatever 4-minute mile or whatever that was. It was like no one could ever do it, they're telling you, and it's like, yes, it can be done. And when it's done, then you see a succession of people doing that. And what I admire, what I like about most of what I do is this. Obviously, a lot of it is a long time, and that's the life I've chosen here. Not everybody wants to do that. It's not optional like that. But it's made me a hell of a lot better man, too. It's allowed me to open business. I had no experience in doing that, but I had instinct. I asked the right questions. I spent thousands of hours out on YouTube. I learned how to build a podcast off YouTube, and none of the stuff is complete. So you're searching everywhere and getting bits and pieces. But you know how the only reason why I could do it is I had confidence in my ability. My prior job was always something where I had to have information, read a lot of material to install these big software packages so these big hospitals and banks could run. This was no bullshit stuff. So I had the framing. I had the good home life. That's the way we were brought up. So it helps, man, that all those things that we discount, a lot of people discount, when the shit hits the fan, guess what, man? All those things come to the surface, like the cream to the top, as you were saying. This is what happens.
Yep.
Take advantage of these things and grow and get bigger and let people down the road call you an expert. Well, you know what? That would be fine with me. People contact me all the time and everything. They'll see what I'm doing video-wise. How the hell did you come up with this? I'm going to tell you right now. You might know how you build real power, lifting power, brain power, self-confidence. Train. Be alone. Be alone. Don't be afraid. Go out there. Go out there. As you say, just go out there. In your path. Dominate everything in your path.
It's intrinsic. It's intrinsic because your workout buddy may not be there to bail you out when you got a real heavy load to lift.
Yep. Yep.
You know,
you know something, Steve? Here's the deal. If you can do things alone and be very successful at them, there's nothing that's going to stop you because you just made the perfect comment. Your buddies aren't around. You compete, as you know. You're out there in the field and it's 110 degrees out, and I'm trying to lift an Atlas stone at least 350 pounds or 30. You can hear all the cheering you want, but they're not going to lift it. You have to learn to do things on your own and build that vitality internally and mentally. And I'm telling you right now, if you do it and give it a chance, and it's not going to happen in the 90-day programs like you see, good abs in 90 days. I got news for you. You know, you can turn that right off. But, my God, if you give a year, 2 years, a decade, go ahead.
There you go.
Go ahead.
There you go. Nah, man, everything you're saying, I'm totally, totally vibing with that. You know what you're talking about. Because, like you said, our connection here, it's through the physical. You know, it's through the love for training. And also, we're both coming from very different stories, but we're sharing this – you know, the fact that training and spending time by yourself, training and focusing and problem solving with the body, that's really fundamental to who you are as a man now. Same for me. It's really fundamental to who I am, and it resonates into everything. Of course, it's not just about the physical, and we talked about that a lot, you know, last time. It's really about the mind, but they work together. You know, it worked together, and you know what I want to see through the physical culture, I see it becoming more important as time goes on. In that, you know, the foot in the door, the obvious, the initial. The initial, you know, contact point is usually has to do with the body. People, you know, they want to lose weight.
Yep.
They're out of shape. They don't have confidence. But, you know, for a guy like you that's been training for a very long time, you know, and I know, yeah, it's about the body, but really it's about that mind. Because when you tell yourself, you know, I'm going to pick that up, boom, that's where the power is coming from. That's not the body's going to obey the mind, not the other way around. And, you know, so what I want to see with the physical training, the physical culture, is I want to see the strong people really be able to apply that strength to develop themselves in a more well-rounded manner, in a more holistic. We have to develop not just physically, because that's dangerous. So you have a bunch of very strong people that have no mental development. It's very dangerous, you know, because now it's like might means right, and you have these criminals that can't be stopped because they just kill you. That's not the ultimate goal is just to be strong for the sake of strength. The ultimate goal is we develop strength. What are we going to use that strength for? You know, and I can speak for myself. My priorities are different in terms of training and what I'm using it for, you know, in the sense that at 46, I don't consider it old at all. I can still do everything. Right. I can still do it well. However, at the same time, it's different. My mind is different. My priorities are different. My body responds differently than maybe when I was 36, you know, and so that trend's only going to continue. And I don't do hormone replacement therapy. A lot of guys in their mid-40s, that's going to be their solution. They're going to, you know, they have a little bit of money. I don't do that, and I don't believe that because I think it's unnecessary, and I think that people don't understand what it's going to lead to long term, you know, and I believe more in the natural, and, you know, so I have to be very smart.
Yep.
Maybe focus. Now it's about, I sit a lot on airplanes going across the ocean back and forth. My back gets really tight. So a lot of my time is let's be pain-free, you know, and having to learn how to stretch the right way or stretch certain angles that I didn't, you know. But the point is in the strength development, how can I be strong to help other people? How can I be strong to be more compassionate? How can I be strong to be more patient? How can I be strong to get off my ass? And yeah, it's easy to go work out, but I got to sit here and I got to do my taxes, or I got to write an article. Maybe something that's not so fun, something I don't want to do.
Right.
You know, and so if all we have is that physical strength and we're a rock star in the weight room, but the rest of your life, you're not capable. I don't think that's really a successful program, you know, and so I want to see the leaders in strength and conditioning really focus on how they can be strong to help other people, not just look how strong I am. I can lift this heavy weight. You know, that there's more to life than that. And, you know, we started off talking about confidence, but I totally agree with you. There's no faster way. There's no quicker, faster way to just, you know, grab life by the balls and just, you know, take charge than training your body. That's the fastest and quickest. You know, you can do meditation and all these other things, which are great, but you know, the vehicle, the body is the vehicle. We got to take care. We got to make sure that engine is running optimally. And, you know, so that's our shared love, man. That's why I love coming on your show, because you're just reaching out to so many people, and you know, you're bringing in a lot of mix. You're bringing in hardcore guys that are bending steel and sledgehammers. You're bringing in movement people. You're bringing in martial arts. You know, it's all integrated. And you take the strongest guy in the world that can lift the heaviest rock, he's got some weak links. You know,
betcha. I'm one of them. I'm sure.
Yeah, we all are. We all are. You know, and so
I'm not afraid of me. Right, and I'm not afraid of it. I'm always it wouldn't bother me one way or the other. I'm into improvement. I'm not into worrying about what people think or telling me. If I respect that person, I say, hey, look, I could help you with this. This is where I feel maybe you're having a little bit of problem with this stone. Here we go. The ones that make it, and however you define your success, are going to be the ones that are always going to surround themselves with better people than you are. I know we're pressed for time, but I want to say this quick, and then I'll bring it over to you, and you can summarize and give us all your information. But here, you know, the funny thing is you see people get in trouble, whether it's something with their eating, with their workouts, with their personal life, and they go and see these people, and the thing they'll always tell them is you got to surrender. Surrender? Well, if I'm having these problems, I've already surrendered to them. This is my thing. You go after something with it, both guns blazing, man, and you go and you get the grit and you get the determination and you get the persistence and you stop the bullshit and get it done. Because I'm going to tell, I've heard more and more people tell me this, and I get in the big shit with them. If that's how you're going to base your life by surrendering, you're going to have the same bullshit over and over. Because here's the word you're lacking. Self-confidence, man. And someone's going to lead you around by the nose. And you know what's going to happen to you? You're going to get more screwed up, and you're going to live a life of just total lack. You're not going to have any confidence. You're not going to be able to have a relationship with anybody. Everything's going to be in the toilet, and you're going to go from one thing to the next, and it might satisfy you for a few months, and you're going to be right back. I'm going to leave it at that. All I can say is this: self-confidence is success. All yours, sir.
You're right, man, and just summarizing again, do it alone. You know, do it alone, yep. Like you said, because that's where the happiness is. It's not to be alone. We can be alone, we can be with other people. It doesn't make a difference. You're happy either way. You're at peace either way, but you know, not looking for the answer outside of yourself, right, Eric? You're finding the answer inside yourself. And same thing with relationships, man. People are looking, oh, I need to be with this person to be happy. No, because that person can't make you happy. You have to choose to be happy. And then you happy with yourself, you can spend time with another person, you know. And your happiness and self-confidence is going to resonate and lift others up. And that's what we're here to do, is to lift each other up. That's the heaviest weight in the world.
Hell yeah.
And it's humanity itself. Lift each other up. So the stronger the guy, the more responsibility they have to be a good citizen and to help other people and to inspire other people. So, you know, self-confidence, man. Yeah, love yourself. There's only one of you. Believe that, you know, you're here, that you have value.
Yep.
If you don't know what you're here to do, it's okay. Just think about it. Write things down. You'll figure it out. It'll come to you. Just look within, man, because that's when life begins. Once we understand what our purpose is, man, we can set about doing it. But if we don't know that purpose, we're just spinning our wheels, wasting time. So, you know, it's a huge importance, that topic about confidence. And, you know, we got to hold our head up always, man. Hold our head up and be proud, be thankful that we are alive. Because I don't know, man. I don't think there's too many people on deathbed that would. I'm pretty sure they'd be very happy to change places with anyone that's alive. So there should be no complaining. There should be no complaining at all, because, you know, guess what? You're alive. You know, as long as you're alive, man, be thankful, because that means that means it's not over. That means you can still do more. So
it's all character builder, Steve. That's what it's all about. That's what it all is. You know, seriously, anything that happens, it's character builders. I'll make this quick because I know we got time, but I had my sister's dog here for 3 days. They had gone away to see my brother-in-law's family, and he's not even 2 years old, and he's a black lab, but I think he's got some pit in him, and he is an awesome dog. And you talk about, I mean, he was glued to me, like, I'm serious, like he was glued to me literally practically all the time, and he's a real loyal animal. He's beautiful. I mean, he's so muscled and lean and fast and everything. And you know something? I enjoyed him more than a lot of the people I know, because not only is loyalty, he's just a loving animal, and he wants to be with you. He doesn't ask anything from you other than you take care of him, get him out, and feed him and all that. But what a beautiful animal. And I'm telling you right now, it was what he left last night, and it's like there feels like there's a void here in me today all day. Because I'm used to him crashing through my door when I'm doing a podcast, and he'll lay right on the floor with me, or come and just put his head right on my leg. I mean, just he's like reminds me of like clans of warriors, man. You know, he's all with you, he's up on you and all that stuff. So I just want to share that. Why don't you give all your, you know, your website and anything you want to give out, and let me finish mine up and just hang on the line.
Sounds great, Eric. Thank you. And, yeah, I'm really excited. I have a new online training program. It's interactive. It's Kettlebell University. So it's just www.kettlebell.university. That's my new project. It's the world's first and foremost educational portal for comprehensive kettlebell training. And so that's really cool. People should check that out. You can always find me at my main website, IKFF.com. Social media, Steve Cotter, IKFF. You can find me there, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. So if you want to reach out to me, I'll definitely follow up and interact with anyone that they have questions or just want to say hi. So love the community, love helping people out. And, yeah, man, so that's what I got going on. You guys can check that out. And it's awesome being on the show today. Thank you very much.
Welcome, Steve. It's always my pleasure. This is Motivation Muscle. We're the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Dr. William Wong, www.docspreferred.com, Soranex.com, 803-978-2253, extension 111. Don't forget, Steven Santangelo, he'll be on next week. Unleash your strength with relentless metabolic endurance through 100% pure, wholesome, organic foods. You can get Steven out there. It's very easy. Go out to primalcreations@aol.com. Also, to Facebook, STEPHEN, period, SANTANGELO, period, 75. GrasslandBeef.com, that's our good friend John Wood. His beef is loaded with CLAs and omega-3s. He's grass-fed, grass-finished. He also has grass-fed lamb and bison, free-range poultry, wild-caught seafood, raw honey, and other wellness products. Don't forget about planofyourworkouts.com, and you can go out to Amazon Prime for $5 and no shipping and get the workout logbook by Jason Fulner. He's a Marine. He's been in the martial arts for over 20 years, the same way with bodybuilding. He listens to Motivation Muscle in his shed when he trains. This is what I'm talking about. We have the best group of people, not only on the show, but the family out there. There's nobody that's got people like us, and I couldn't be prouder of what's going on here. StrongerGrip.com, let's see, they've been in business for 10 years. They make high-quality gear for the NFL, college teams, Hollywood actors, arm wrestling, trophies that you've seen on ESPN. They've been featured in Men's Health, and they've also made custom hammers for Mick Dodge and thousands of strength people like us. That's the greatest thing. Don't forget, enter in to win that sledgehammer that Ryan built for FBC. It's beautiful. Go out and upload your favorite strength activity to YouTube on the subject line. Type in FBC and Stronger Grip with a dash and describe what it is. Go down below in the box if you want to explain it more. That's even better. And don't forget, put your email address in, because if you don't, we can't contact you. And you have till March 17th to do this. And don't forget, you can come on Motivation Muscle, whether you're on the show or not. We are not stopping it. I don't care who wins it. I want somebody to win that $350 sledgehammer. The top 10 ways to build mind and muscles out of FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Like I said, free ebook. Give us your email. Commit. Action. Get some attitude. Strength times power equals success in the winner's circle, both out on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. These are my two products. I've done everything on them. I'll work with you with anything on them. They are life-changing, but you have to be willing to go out and move the freight, man. Build that self-confidence like we were talking. Both of these programs will do that for you, and I'm always here. I would help anybody. It doesn't matter who you are. Sponsorship. Fiorello Barbell Co. or Motivation Muscle. It's $100. This is the last month. 30 goes out of the 100 to muscular dystrophy for flu shots for the kids. Support us. We'll support you. We're going to be around here for 25 years at least. And don't forget, we clear cut the path. We don't follow it. And be part of my family. Millions of listeners. I promise you, you're going to have the best 25 years of your life with your association with us. That's everybody. If you want to get a hold of us, that's FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. If there's something you'd like Steve and I to do, lay it on me. Send it. We'll do it. Also, too, FiorellaBarbellCo.com, MotivationAndMuscle.com. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. Send us a 5-star review. That's what we get with everybody, and I thank you for that. We're on Facebook, Fiorello Barbell, Motivation and Muscle, Twitter, at Fiorello Eric, and I'll leave you with these 5 things. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give some words of encouragement. We know what words can do. Words can hurt worse than a shot to the jaw, but why even bother, man? Help somebody out, as we said just a little while ago. Let's help them out with some solutions. And you know what? You help them out, they're going to help 10 other people out, and it's going to be just like the house of cards. It's going to just keep tumbling down more and more, and it's a great thing. Second, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to somebody or give them a smile. Look at people today. I said it to Steve. I don't remember if it was offline. I think we just said it on the show. Look at how many people are walking with their heads down. Make eye contact with them if they'll even do that. They look beaten. Nobody should be that way. Show that you are a steward of strength. Walk tall and help. Thirdly, like me, if you're going to go out tonight and lift, bend the steel, throw the steel, overhead, pull off the floor, squat with it, grab some stones, turn them into dust. And as I always say, too, the Hoosa Steel Stone Crusher with blood red and domination on both sides. We are domination. We are going to be, I used to say a million, we're going to be million strong. We'll be 10 times 1 million, believe me, when I'm done here. And remember this, obliterate and dominate everything in your path. And as I always say, no one's ever going to clip our balls. And as the great Russell Fur says, who's been listening to us since the beginning, and who's been on the show, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. I thank you, Russell. That was a great compliment. I will say that to the day we sign off from here. Steve Cotter, thanks for being on the show. A super-duper show, sir.
Thank you very much, Eric. Awesome show as always, man. Always enjoy listening to you as well.
Thank you very much, Steve. You're a credit, believe me. So for Steve
Cotter,
thanks,
everyone, for tuning in.
Sure. Thanks, everyone, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a great week, and we'll talk to Steve in 2 months. Have a great week.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.